Campbell and Farwell's Top 10 Moments of 2015.
Number 5.
What does a normal person do when they find pants that are dirty, Polly? What do you do with them? What do you do with a dirty pair of pants?
Don't bring me into this. Wash them?
Oh!
Stay out of it.
Wait a second.
Yeah, okay. It's fine.
That's what you do?
First of all.
You wash them.
First of all, you would have had to go into my gym bag to get those pants out.
Because well,
there's no way they were on the floor.
Because I could smell them from your gym bag.
They were my baseball pants.
Mm-hmm, your baseball pants.
Do you have a superstition of not washing them during the season?
Exactly.
Is this what...
You wash those pants end of season. And then game one, you put those baseball pants back on, and they do not get cleaned until the end of the season again. Period.
Okay. But you won last night, so what's the problem?
No, we did not.
We're 0-3.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, but you pitched good, though.
Not only did we lose last night, we stunk out the joint. You can still... That essence over Waterloo Park this morning,
sorry.
You guys always
stink out the joint.
It was the porch crawlers last night.
You always lose like 18-4.
Doesn't matter.
But this morning you told me, how was your pitching last night? How many people did you strike out?
It doesn't matter.
How many people?
No, the team lost.
How many people did you strike out last night compared to last week?
Doesn't matter.
Did you strike out more people last night than you did last week?
Yes.
Hey, porch crawlers, give me a call. 519-741-1067.
Go ahead, porch crawlers.
Tell me if he played better last night than he did last week with his dirty old stinky pants.
And tell her.
Compared to the ones that I washed for him.
Tell her how non-intimidating those clean pants are. You can't show up with clean pants. It's like going to a job site with clean boots.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
The dirty pants are intimidating. It shows that you've got hustle.
Oh, sorry I washed your pants.
Yeah, sorry. We would have won last night if the pants were not cleaned.
Sure,
we would
maybe
have won.
You should crawl on a few less porches
maybe
and
you
see how your game goes.
Maybe you should do a little less laundry.
Hi, Country 106.7. Who's this?
This is Ryan.
Ryan, seriously, just don't get in the middle of this.
I was just going to tell you to stop being so superstitious, Farwell.
What do you mean, dude? You don't wash your pants during the season. End of story. That's not a hard concept.
Frankly, I think if your pants stink, you should wash.
Ryan,
not your baseball pants.
Like, is this an every baseball player does this, or just my crazy pants over here?
I think it's just because my girlfriend is a baseball player, and she washes her baseball stuff multiple times a week.
Because women wouldn't do that. We're not disgusting.
That's fine. You know what? I hope your girlfriend enjoys losing all of the games, Ryan, because, you know.
Except, Farwell, they've been winning the whole.
Okay, Ryan, I think we got a bad connection, so you should just stop, okay? Hi, Country 106.7. Who's this?
This is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
30 years ago, I washed my husband's hockey stuff, and he was actually pretty upset with me because not only did I wash his uniform, but I washed his hockey bag and his jock. All in the same load?
Jackie.
Why,
never,
what's wrong with
never
that?
Never the jock. Okay, let's slow. We hear the end of this one. Should be good. Not for Jackie.
Yeah, I know, because it was a red uniform, and I dyed his jock pink.
Yep. Adorable. So cute. Now he knows which one is his.
We've been married 31 years. Since that episode.
Well, our 2-year anniversary of this job is August. We might not make it.